This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dang right, it's time for the fast break. So you guys excited?
Listen to how
for
excited
this?
I'm so excited.
I did have a theme to today. Usually I do like the little bumpers that we use for Adam and Jordana for their show, and I figured I'd do my own show prep, if you will. For
Look
today's
out.
Show. You ready?
I didn't notice.
Here's our bumpers for the fast breaks.
Okay.
Ready for it? Here we go.
Oh, I thought that was it.
It's the NFL Films.
NFL Films?
Come on,
that's
nice. Oh,
great job, Josh.
That is really good.
I try.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Dave,
really
I wish you were here. He is special. He's got a smile from ear to ear right now.
Oh, he's special, all right. Yeah, we love Josh.
Thanks. Appreciate the vote of confidence. Let's dive into the first one, shall we? We now have our 2025 NFL Hall of Fame class. We'll dive into this more, obviously. It's been announced. The buzz around the league has been one snub, Eli Manning. Just a short answer because I don't want to ruin a segment because I did this before you guys sent the rundown. Thanks for that, by the way.
It's all good.
This comes despite leading two wildcard Giants teams to a Super Bowl victory over Tom Brady. Somehow, Eli Manning was not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Pete, did they get this one right, or was Eli Manning 100% a snub?
It was totally snubbed. Are you kidding me? I mean, a guy threw for 57,000 yards. 57,000. And you look at his career, the fact that he got to Super Bowls, did everything. I also like the fact that he played at one team, 2004 to 2019, with the New York Giants. Everything about him was class his entire career. He great guy, did things the right way, Super Bowl champ. I think this is a 100% snub.
Yeah, I mean, 75,000, what'd you say, 75,000 yards?
Yep.
I
57,000, sorry.
57,000, excuse me, not 75,000. Eli's toughest thing that he had to battle was the fact that he was Peyton Manning's younger brother, right? And so he was constantly compared to Peyton. Peyton was a better quarterback, although he had to, you know, kind of bounce around to get his Super Bowl title. But I, for some reason, and I never understood why, nobody ever gave Eli Manning the respect that I thought he deserved as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, his numbers are comparable to guys like, you know, Joe Namath, Brett Favre, Dan Marino. He's close to those guys. He's fourth in touchdown passes behind Peyton, Favre, and Marino. Well, I don't understand what else you'd have to do to get in the Super Bowl or to get in the Hall of Fame, but I do think it's a huge snub.
Yep.
All right, see, now I got to do more multitasking because I did this dumb NFL music
stuff. Now you got
stuff.
The music.
You look great over there.
Usually, thank you.
See, hard work's not always worth it.
Thanks. Dave, here's an interesting one for you. We have a handful of stars in today's Super Bowl matchup. From Travis Kelce to Patrick Mahomes, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. Without these four, give me your Super Bowl MVP. You can't choose any one of these four.
Oh.
Can I pick Taylor Swift? No.
Yes.
I'll pick the wide receiver for Philly. Is it A.J. Brown? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Brown, right? Yeah, yep. A.J. Brown. I think that kid's incredible to be the size that he is because he is a big guy.
He is big.
And to catch the football, and he's willing to go over the middle. He can stretch the field. I could see this being a game, although I do agree with – I mean, why would I disagree, Pete, with you and Ray Hitchcock? Because – you guys have forgotten more football than I know. This is going to be a running game today. I think you're right. which the edge will go to Saquon Barkley in Philly. But I think if you take all those guys out, A.J. Brown could be the MVP.
Did we take Hurts out? Was he one of the outs?
He's one of the four that you can't choose.
Okay, sorry about that.
Nope, you're good.
He basically took everybody out and said pick somebody else.
Yeah, you know what? It could be somebody just obscure out there like a Dallas Goedert, I think, you know, the tight end. Yeah. Because he's a really good tight end, done a great job for Philadelphia now for a long time. He's a Midwestern guy. We got to like that and embrace that. But the tight end is oftentimes overlooked. What if he ends up with 2-3 touchdowns in the game? I mean, Barkley could still get 200 yards. But it still could be come down to the passing yards that they get to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and, of course, Goddard. So I'm going to go with Goddard.
Well, there you go. Pete, I don't know if you heard this past week, but we did have an MVP named. Mm. His name's Josh Allen.
Yes.
You've known him for a while. Mm-hmm. Slept in bunk beds with him probably and whatnot.
I don't remember that.
Out in Wyoming, somewhere in the country.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Pete says he's known him for a long time, so he's probably.
That's the craziest thing.
There's a large gray area between knowing someone for a long time and sleeping in bunk beds.
We spent too much time cuddling before the show.
I digress.
This past week, we saw him named MVP, beating out Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and yes, Dave, Baker Mayfield is in that conversation. If you look it up, stats.
No, he's not. He's in your conversation.
Okay, calm down. This is the first time an All-Pro QB was not named MVP in league history. I think they got this one right, Pete, if you ask me. Did the NFL get the MVP nominee right here?
I think they did, and the reason I say that is he's been pushing, but this year was certainly one of the best years that I've ever seen him have. The way he runs the football, and he's as big as a tight end or bigger than any fullback that there is. He's a great quarterback who throws the ball well, only 6 interceptions. I think the only other person you could possibly look at is Jackson at Baltimore, but I think the reality is that what was Josh to his team? I think he was the MVP. If you lost Josh Allen, you have a problem at Buffalo. You lose Jackson at quarterback for Baltimore, it hurts. But you still got a heck of a running back there in Derrick Henry.
You're right. Other than Amari Cooper, the guys that he had to throw to, they were not the greatest wide receivers ever. You know, I mean, so you're right. You take Josh Allen off that team, and then you have your quarterback is Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky ain't doing what Josh Allen did, that's for sure. And so I agree. I think he deserved it. This love for Joe Burrow this year, mm-hmm. and I'm going to delve into this later. I don't love him as much as everybody else does. I'll just tease with that.
I like it.
Dave, a Minnesota legend, is making his return to the big stage today. After receiving cancer treatment over the past few months, Randy Moss is returning to NFL Countdown. He was just on about an hour ago. Your thoughts on cancer officially getting mossed?
I'm glad. I'm thrilled that he beat it. I'm thrilled that, you know, it's difficult when you're a public figure of his stature. And my guess is he wanted this to be somewhat private so he could battle it in his own way. It became public. He addressed it. I'm glad for him. You don't wish that on anybody. It's a tough fight. Obviously, you know that, Josh, better than anybody. And so I'm thrilled that he is back. I'm thrilled that he is hopefully has this behind him, too.
What I like about it is he's willing to show his emotions and get out there in front of people. I loved him as a player. I thought he was the best receiver I've ever seen. And I know there's an argument for this guy or that guy or, you know, Jerry Rice, whatever. Randy Moss was tall. He was big. He was fast. He had every bit of everything you'd ever want in a wide receiver as a player. And I think his analysis on television is as good as anybody out there. I love listening to him. You know, and he's just a country boy, which makes him so much fun. I mean, that's who he is. People might think different things about him. They're wrong. He's just a great guy who really does reach out and does a lot of wonderful things behind the scenes that nobody knows about. So I'm really excited about the fact that his health looks like it's on the upswing right now.
Yeah, agreed.
One last one real quick, Pete.
Go for it.
Since we're keeping with the NFL awards situation here. By the way, not to Moss's permission was his health issue released to the public. I still have a kind of an issue with that, but whatever.
Which is a real shame.
Yeah.
And without naming names,
yep.
That annoys the heck out of me. Because when someone's battle is, it's their story to tell,
yep.
not somebody else's. So whoever leaked that, shame on them.
Yeah.
Because that's the wrong way to do things.
I know we mentioned this guy in the first segment of today, but it's hard to argue for anybody else. I know some people said Dan Quinn, but KOC is officially, Pete, your NFL Coach of the Year. I think we all kind of knew this was coming. Some people have made the argument that Andy Reid should be, that Dan Quinn should be. I don't see either scenario comparing to what KOC was able to pull off this year with the Vikings. Your thoughts?
I think you're probably right, although for me, my money, Dan Campbell, what he's been able to do, I just love the guy. And he started out so bad.
Yeah.
It really did. It did not go well on day one when he was introduced, and he was talking about eating kneecaps and all the rest of it. But there's something about that guy and the way they built that franchise. I don't know how he wouldn't get it. He had an unbelievable year. The Detroit Lions were unstoppable on offense until they were stopped. But it was an amazing year for them, and the Detroit fans, I think, have something really to look forward to over the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm. Listen, we all thought the Vikings were going to have like 4 wins this year.
That's
you
true.
Know, you looked at the schedule,
yeah.
and they end up with 14. And so to do what he did with, you know, what Kevin O'Connell did, resurrecting Sam Darnold's career and just making the most of the situation that they're involved in is incredible. Andy Reid is a great coach. Andy Reid also has probably the most athletic and talented quarterback of all time under center, and an amazing cast of characters. So that's going to detract from, I think, his argument to try to win it. You just have great players around you. But I think 100% Kevin O'Connell deserved this. He was the coach. I agree with you on Dan Campbell. I always think it's hard to win in Detroit, and he has managed to change the culture there, which is probably the hardest thing to do. Right, you get used to losing. You know, people say you get used to winning. You can get used to losing. You can get in a habit of losing. He comes in and he changes the culture. They obviously got some better players in there as well. But it really is incredible what he has done in Detroit and made them a perennial power now in the NFC North.
And there you have it for your fast breaks. I did have one more question, but I think maybe we can even throw it in the last segment here. So we'll take a break and then we'll come back and do a few more minutes of that.
All right. Well, you going to tease us with the question?
Yes, I would. Sorry. I'm just
go for
it. You know, my first day. I'm nervous.
Tease the audience here. Coming up next.
What is the best landing spot if they give him permission to leave for Myles Garrett?
Ooh.
I like that. We'll talk about it next.